Today, DMCA takedown requests come to your Google listing. Meta unveils new tools for WhatsApp. Pinterest quietly releases an app that can help your brand with live shopping. Twitter is relying on shiny new premium content to keep its advertisers around. And a new serial campaign that will keep you up at night. It's Thursday, May 5th. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. Well, here's a shady SEO tactic. Take down your competition on Google search by submitting a phony DMCA request. Not many people realize that anyone can file copyright claims against your Google listing, fraudulent or not, which can cause Google to take your site out of its index. That's what happened yesterday when Google removed, of all pages, Moz.com, a very popular SEO tool. It took it out of its search results after it processed a DMCA takedown request. The complaint states that Moz's homepage, along with 185 other websites, quote, distribute modified, cracked, and unauthorized versions of the Doctor Driving app, unquote. Which, of course, isn't true at all. Following the takedown, an SEO enthusiast tweeted, you can't access the Moz homepage from Google right now. A search for Moz shows an incredible 8 removed results from an overly broad DMCA filing. DMCA literally lets anyone abuse the system, and it breaks Google, unquote. To which Google's search liaison replied, I've passed it on for review. This morning, about 3 in the morning, Moz.com returned to the Google search results. But if this can happen to one of the world's most popular SEO companies, what kind of collateral damage could it cause to a smaller brand? Meta has unveiled a set of new ads and messaging tools for small businesses. First, it is improving the process of creating WhatsApp ads. Brands will be able to create WhatsApp ads within the WhatsApp business app instead of having to switch apps to complete them. You'll soon be able to manage WhatsApp messages in your Meta Business Suite inbox. Eventually, the company says all of your Meta inboxes, that's going to be Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram DMs, will be integrated into one. Next, Meta is testing a new feature that would let businesses send promotional messages campaigns through Messenger to customers who opt into receiving notifications about upcoming sales. The company is also expanding its lead generation and customer acquisition tools to offer lead filtering and more content options for brands within instant forms, including images and downloadable PDFs. It's a nice touch. And finally, Meta is enabling quote requests on Instagram. This product will allow businesses to put a Get Quote button on their profile and use Get Quote stickers in stories. Brands will be able to set up custom questions to ask customers prior to starting a conversation. Pinterest is continuing its focus on live shopping. Earlier this week, the company rolled out its Pinterest TV Studio app, although it is currently only available to a select group of users. According to TechCrunch, upon launching the app, creators must enter a code or scan a barcode that Pinterest provides in order to gain access to those live streaming tools. The company has not officially announced the app's debut. However, its description in the App Store indicates that creators will be able to go live on Pinterest TV as well as add multiple devices to achieve different camera angles. There's been a lot of talk about advertisers' days being doomed on Twitter ahead of the Musk takeover. At its recent NewFronts presentation, the company aimed to ease marketers' worries by focusing on offering new premium content to advertise alongside. The content coming from its expanded partnerships with media companies is according to Adweek. This includes a new partnership with Revolt, which will bring hip-hop podcasts to the platform, and a new made-for-Twitter show partnered with E! News titled While You Were Streaming. Twitter says its offerings are focused on real-time conversations with an emphasis on major events. For these events, Twitter Amplify is the main ad format that allows brands to place their ads next to videos from content partners. Twitter also announced it is launching live shopping events with several publishers, including Condé Nast, Hearst, and NBC Universal. The platform said it will also provide brands with the opportunity to advertise alongside sporting events and will create more inventory alongside the World Cup next summer. Finally, Twitter announced it will be the first social network to integrate with NBCU's cross-platform video measurement partner iSpot. Through this partnership, advertisers who purchase Amplify sponsorships from NBC Universal will gain additional insights. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important, What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
GEICO's motorcycle expertise means I'm covered by people who know bikes like I do. I'm happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, no conclusive scientific research has shown clams can experience happiness.
I just meant that I feel really good about my coverage.
I mean, even if you took the clam out for the best day ever, visiting the zoo, taking a scenic ride, knowing you're insured by specialists, and sharing a strawberry ice cream cone together, the clam would not feel happy, and your strawberry cone would taste sort of clammy.
Ew.
GEICO's motorcycle specialists who know bikes like you do assume no liability for clammy ice cream cones. GEICO, expertise for your motorcycle.
More automation is coming to Google Ads. A recent email from the tech giant informed select advertisers that starting sometime in Q2, quote, campaigns using smart bidding and or optimized targeting will be able to use all customer match lists in your account to enhance campaign performance, for example, conversions, unquote. As a result, advertisers will no longer need to manually apply customer match lists to campaigns. Google says if you don't want your customer match lists to be included, to improve your smart bidding or optimize targeting performance, you can opt out at the ad account level. Twitter's Clubhouse clone Spaces has a much-needed update. Spaces hosts and co-hosts will finally have access to data and analytics to help brands with their audio strategy. The new analytics tools include total live listeners, total speakers in each session, replay counts, duration, and more. The platform also aims to boost host engagement by making it easier for users to follow them. After the broadcast, users will see a list of the co-hosts and speakers with the option to follow those accounts. Google reported that over 8 million ads related to the war in Ukraine have been blocked so far in 2022. The company also added that it stopped ads from running on more than 60 state-funded media sites. The data is part of Google's ads safety report for 2021. It reported that Google blocked almost 3.5 billion ads for flouting its policies, restricted another 5.7 billion, and suspended more than 5.5 million advertiser accounts. And finally, what kind of campaign would you come up with if you were on Tropicana's marketing team and needed to persuade consumers to drink more orange juice? Well, the people behind the orange juice brand are responsible for ending more than a century of breakfast traditions. The company is advertising Tropicana Crunch, a cereal that is made not for milk, but for orange juice. Tropicana glorifies the cereal as, quote, an unforgettable breakfast experience, unquote. Boy, that's the understatement of the century. But what they really should have done is marketed this atrocity to target its lactose intolerant customers. I'll file this one under missed opportunities. Steph, didn't you say your cousin did this?
Yes. Growing up, we had a cousin who used to actually eat his cereal with orange juice in the morning because they didn't have cereal that was targeted to eat with orange juice.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
I'm actually going to do this tomorrow. I'm actually going to try this. Oh, wait. I have to buy orange juice. I'm going to try it and report back. It sounds disgusting to me. Like I would actually rather drink orange juice after having brushed my teeth.
Yeah. It's also like the same kind of line as people that put ice cubes in their cereal.
What?
Yeah, they make the milk cold. You've never heard of this?
No.
Oh, there's a whole breakfast cereal line I think that we're missing out on.
Clearly. Don't forget the premium version of this podcast. It's just like this one, but with no ads, access to Deep Dive Weekend episodes, replays of our live events, better audio quality, story links, audio chapters that let you jump between stories, and more. Get 50% off your first month by going to todayindigital.com/premium feed or tap the link in the show notes. Talk to you tomorrow.
by now that she's beautiful, from her hair all down to her cuticles. And I'm picky when I'm making my decision, so I know my heart is right, it's just telling me to listen. So I'ma take heed, do the good deed, and basically just pursue the things I do need. She's great, I can't get her off of my mind. Line after line, breakfast in the dinner time.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.